Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and I've got a very special guest on the phone with us here today. He's actually a part of the band named Rat, who's going to be performing at Wild Rose Jefferson here on August 4th, and it's Juan Crousier now joining us. So thank you very much, Juan, for being on.
My pleasure. It's great to be here, Coltrane.
And of course, Juan, you're part of a pretty famous band, I'd have to say, Rat, back from the 80s there, and you guys made such wonderful music and everything, but I'd like to start our program off here first, just learning a little bit about yourself here, Juan. Can you tell us about how you got involved with music and maybe the first couple of bands that you kind of took off with?
Yeah, you know, well, I started out with, you know, seeing the Beatles, believe it or not, and I'm not really that old. It's just that I had a couple older brothers, and so when the Beatles came on Ed Sullivan, they were so excited about them playing that it was kind of shocking. It was like, what's going on? And I'll never forget that I saw the girls screaming and some of them crying. As a young child, I was going, why are they crying? Aren't they happy? You know, so from there, my brothers started, like so many others, they started their own bands. And so I sort of got a glimpse of music ahead of time, far beyond my years. I sort of acclimated. We were all musicians in my family, so it was a natural progression for me to become interested in music. So as like a seven-year-old in second grade, I got into the school orchestra. And then later on, I got into local bands, like with my high school buddies. We would be playing, you know, cover songs and your typical music, rock music at the time, progressive music and different things. And then from there, I went into original bands and started playing the Hollywood circuit. That was a really great and vibrant scene at the time with a lot of bands, a lot of talent, a lot of people coming and going. This is in the age when you didn't have the internet.
Right.
You didn't have very many channels on TV. So a lot of people went out to see bands. Mm-hmm. And so it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of different diversity out there in rock bands. And so we progressed from there. And eventually what happened was, you know, as we got more popular, we released an EP entitled Rat. And I was actually in two bands at one time. I was really in Dokken, but also playing in Rat.
Right.
And I did that for about a year and a half. Finally, I decided, to make a long story short, I decided to go ahead and go with Rat. And we did Out of the Cellar, and the rest was history.
The kinds of music that your band put on in the 80s there was really, I think, kind of a unique sound. If you had to describe what kind of sound Rat makes, so how would you describe that?
I think Rat was what you would consider arena rock or hard rock.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't quite heavy metal. We like to have anthemic songs that had melody to them, and I sound like I'm just speaking in the past. We're still together and operating, obviously.
Sure, right.
But, I mean, the concept back in the day was that we wanted to be successful on radio, which was so important, and also a new format called MTV that had just started up when we released Out of the Cellar. So the MTV effect was pretty profound in the sense that now you weren't just listening to the band. For the first time, you know, anyone in Iowa or Wisconsin, where have you, could actually see the band and see what they were about and get more of an understanding of what was behind the style of music. So that was really, really helpful for a lot of bands, all the bands of the 80s and beyond, of course.
With all the music that Rat has been able to make over the years, was there any, maybe a couple different songs that you had a specific influence on?
You know, I'm a writer, and I wrote a lot of the material. I also co-wrote a lot of things. So, you know, we have a pretty diverse catalog of songs. Of course, there's Round and Round and, you know, songs like Lay It Down and You're in Love. Back then, the thing was that each record was so important. That really just determined not just how well you would do at the box office, but what your future was as a band. Those were the days where record companies had a real stronghold on what was released and what wasn't. So we were always trying to really come up with things that were keeping us moving forward. We took every record really, really seriously. You know, there's a lot of music there, a lot of things I'm really proud of. Like any band, you know, not every song's a winner, but you try to do the best you can with each one.
What was the biggest challenge for you when you had to come up with different songs? And what song in particular, I guess, would be, you'd say, your crowning achievement because it was such an obstacle for you to overcome?
in any group, there's a series of compromises that are always constantly being made. You know, there are artists who are solo artists, songwriters, if you will. And in rock bands, depending on what the dynamic is within the band, you'll have in some cases, everyone's a writer. I think the biggest obstacle to overcome was getting the lyrical content disseminated in a way where it was true to the original idea. For example, I'm a singer. Obviously, we have Stephen Piercy, who's the lead singer of Rat. Him and I, being on the same page regarding the lyrics and the message, that could sometimes be a little tricky. He would hear it one way, I would hear it another way. The thing about it is you'd say, well, yeah, of course, you know, two different guys, yeah. But we'd have to do a lot of these things together. We'd have the lead vocals, and then we'd stack the harmonies around it. You know, there's always challenges, and in a group like Rat, what you want to do is you want to have a healthy level of compromise where, you know, it might not exactly be how one guy wants it, but really you capture the big picture. And that sort of gives you longevity. It can be tricky. It's art. It's sure. Art.
All right. Well, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. It's the bassist and songwriter for Rat, Juan Crousier, joining us here for our first of our two-part series. Of course, Rat's going to be in concert this Friday at the Green Room Events Center at Wild Rose here in Jefferson. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.